Chapter 24. The Ark of God. The Ark of God was a sacred chest. The Ten Commandments were kept inside the Ark. These commandments represented God Himself. The Ark was considered the glory and strength of Israel. The glory of the divine presence was on the Ark day and night. The priests who served before the Ark were chosen by God for their sacred work. Each priest wore a breastplate bordered with 12 kinds of precious stones. The 12 foundations of the city of God have the same kinds of stones. In the border of the breastplate were 12 stones set in gold. On these stones, the names of the 12 tribes were engraved. The breastplate was very rich-looking and beautiful. The breastplate hung from the priest's shoulders, covering his breast. At the right and left of the breastplate were 2 large, brightly shining stones. When difficult questions were brought to the judges that they could not solve, the questions were taken to the priests. The priests asked God for an answer. If God's answer was yes, a circle of light and glory was on the precious stone at the right on the breastplate. If God's answer was no, a dark cloud settled near the precious stone on the left. If the priests asked God about going to battle, the precious stone at the right, when circled with light, said, "Go and succeed." But if the precious stone at the left was covered with a cloud, God was saying, "You shall not go. You will not succeed." Once a year, the high priest entered the most holy place of the sanctuary. At that time, the high priest stood in front of the ark in the presence of God. The high priest could ask the Lord a question. The Lord often answered with a voice that the high priest could hear. Sometimes the Lord did not answer by voice, but by sacred rays of light and glory. If the light shone on the gold angel at the right end of the ark, God approved. Sometimes a request was refused. Then a cloud covered the gold angel at the left. 4 heavenly angels always went with the ark of God in its travels. These angels were to keep the ark from danger and to do other work needed for the ark. Christ and heavenly angels went in front of the ark as the ark came to the Jordan River. The waters were stopped in front of Christ's presence. Christ and the angels stood beside the ark and the priests until all Israel had crossed over Jordan. Christ and the angels also went with the ark when the ark was carried around Jericho. Christ and the angels threw down Jericho's city walls, giving the city to the Israelites. Results of Eli's neglect. When Eli was the high priest, he honored his sons by making them priests. Eli alone was permitted to enter the most holy place once a year. His sons served at the door of the sanctuary and at the altar of sacrifice. They constantly used their sacred work to make a profit for themselves. Eli's sons were selfish, envious, greedy, and not pure. God disciplined Eli for not training his sons to obey. Eli disciplined his sons, but he did not stop them from doing evil. After the sons became priests, Eli heard of their wickedness. The sons of Eli made themselves rich by cheating the Israelites of their offerings. Eli's sons boldly sinned against the law of God. Their wicked actions caused Israel to sin also. One night, the Lord talked to the child Samuel. God told Samuel that he would bring judgment upon Eli's house. Israel must know that Eli's neglect was wrong. The Lord said to him, "Someday I am going to do something to the people of Israel that is so terrible that everyone who hears about it will be stunned. On that day I will carry out all my threats against Eli's family from beginning to end. I, God, have already told him, Eli, that I am going to punish his family forever because his sons have spoken evil things against me. Eli knew they, his sons, were doing this, evil, but he did not stop them. So I solemnly declare to the family of Eli that no sacrifice or offering will ever be able to remove the consequences of this terrible sin. 1 Samuel 3, verse 11 to 14. The sins of Eli's sons were bold and insulting to a holy God. No sacrifice could pay for that wickedness. Eli's sons dishonored the sacrifices that pointed to the death of God's Son. The wicked actions of Eli's sons dishonored the blood of atonement that represented Christ's redeeming blood and gave value to all the sacrifices. Samuel told Eli what the Lord had said to him. And Eli answered, "He is the Lord. He will do whatever seems best to him." 1 Samuel 3, verse 18. Eli knew his sons had dishonored God. Eli also felt that he had sinned. Eli felt sure God was punishing him for his sinful neglect. Eli told Israel what the Lord had said to Samuel. In telling Israel, Eli tried to correct his past sinful neglect. But the evil that God spoke of would happen soon. The Israelites made war with the Philistines, but lost a big battle. 4,000 Israelites were killed. The Israelites were afraid. Other nations might hear of their defeat and be encouraged to fight them. The Israelite leaders decided that they lost the battle because the Ark of God was not with them. They remembered that they had the Ark when they crossed the Jordan River. The Ark also had been with them when they conquered Jericho. The Israelites thought they needed to bring the Ark to battle, and then they would win the battle. The Israelites did not realize that their strength came from obeying God's law. The law, kept in the Ark, represented God Himself. Eli's sons were wicked priests. They were with the sacred Ark, sinning against the laws of God. These sinful priests took the Ark to the camp of Israel. The Ark gave the army of Israel courage, and the soldiers now felt confident of success. The Ark taken. When the covenant box, the Ark, arrived, the Israelites gave such a loud shout of joy that the earth shook. The Philistines heard the shouting and said, "Listen to all that shouting in the Hebrew camp. What is it, the noise, mean?" When they found out that the Lord's covenant box, the Ark, had arrived in the Hebrew camp, they were afraid and said, "A God has come into their camp. We're lost. Nothing like this has ever happened to us before. Who can save us from those powerful gods? They are the gods who slaughtered the Egyptians in the desert. Be brave, Philistines. Fight like men, or we will become slaves to the Hebrews, just as they were our slaves. So fight like men." The Philistines fought hard and defeated the Israelites, who went running to their homes. There was a great slaughter. 30,000 Israelite soldiers were killed. God's covenant box, the Ark, was captured, and Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were both killed. The Philistines thought that the Ark was the Israelites' God. They knew little about the God who created the heavens and the earth and gave His law on Sinai. They did not understand that the Israelites' success or failure depended on the Israelites' obedience or disobedience to God's law. During the battle, a great number of Israelites were killed. Eli sat by the roadside waiting with a trembling heart to receive news from the army. He was afraid that the Ark of God might be taken and that it, the Ark, would be dishonored by the Philistine army. A messenger from the Israelite army ran to Shiloh. The messenger told Eli that his two sons had been killed. Eli accepted this loss with calmness. He had reason to expect his sons would die. But when the messenger added, "The ark of God is taken," Eli was overcome with grief. He fell backward off his seat and died. Eli shared in the judgment God sent upon his sons. Eli was guilty in a great measure for his sons' wickedness. He sinned by neglecting to stop their wickedness. The Philistines taking the Ark of God was the worst thing that could happen to Israel. The wife of Eli's son Phinehas was about to give birth to a baby. She died in childbirth, but she named her newborn child Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the Ark of God was taken." In the land of the Philistines. One reason God permitted his ark to be taken by Israel's enemies was that the Israelites had boasted that the ark was their strength. They trusted in the ark. God wanted to teach the Israelites that they could not trust in the ark while they were sinning, disobeying the laws kept in the ark. God would humble Israel by taking the sacred ark from among them. The Philistines rejoiced in their victory. They thought they had taken the famous God that had performed wonders for Israel and brought terror to Israel's enemies. The Philistines took the Ark of God to a place called Ashdod. They put the Ark in a beautiful temple. This temple was built to honor their most popular idol, Dagon. They put the Ark by the side of Dagon. In the morning, when the priests of the Philistines entered the temple, they found the idol Dagon fallen upon its face. Dagon lay in front of the ark of the Lord. The terrified priests lifted the idol and put the idol back in its place. They thought the idol might have fallen by accident. The next morning, the priests found the idol fallen again with its face to the ground. The idol's head and its hands were broken off. The angels of God always went with the ark. The angels threw down this idol of stone. The angels broke the idol to show that the living God was above all gods and that idols are nothing. The Philistines had great respect for their idol Dagon. They were sad when they saw the idol broken and lying on its face. The Philistines considered this to be an evil sign. The Philistines thought they and their gods would be destroyed by the Israelites. This sign showed the Philistines that God was greater and more powerful than all gods. They removed the Ark of God from their idol temple, placing the Ark in a building by itself. The Philistines kept the Ark of God for 7 months. The Philistines believed the Israelites' power came from the Ark. The Philistines now had the Ark, so they thought they would be safe from the Israelites. The Philistines were not afraid of the armies of Israel. They were very happy. But suddenly, loud crying was heard all over the land. A plague had come on the Philistines. Finally, the people decided that the trouble was caused by the Ark of God. The Philistines moved the ark around from place to place in terror. God brought destruction wherever the ark was taken. The Philistines were greatly troubled to know what to do with the ark. Angels who went with the ark kept the ark from harm. The Philistines did not dare open the ark. Because their god Dagon had been destroyed, they were afraid to touch the ark or have the ark near them. The people asked the priests and magicians what they should do with the Ark of God. The priests and magicians told the people to return the Ark to the Israelites and to send an expensive sin offering with the Ark. If Israel's God accepted their offering, the Philistines would be healed from the plague that attacked them. The Philistines were to understand that God was against them because they had taken the Ark of God. Return to Israel. Some of the Philistines were not in favor of returning the ark. They argued that it was too humbling to return the ark to the Israelites. They said no Philistine would dare risk his life to carry the ark back to Israel. The ark had caused a lot of death among the Philistines. The leaders pleaded with the people not to harden their hearts the way the Egyptians and Pharaoh had. This would cause still greater trouble and plagues to come upon them. The people were afraid to carry the ark back to Israel, so their leaders suggested a new plan. They said, "Prepare a new wagon and 2 cows that have never been yoked. Hitch them to the wagon and drive their calves back to the barn. Take the Lord's covenant box, the ark, put it on the wagon, and place in a box beside it, the ark, the gold models that you are sending to him as a gift to pay for your sins. Start the wagon on its way, and let it, the wagon, go by itself. Then watch it, the wagon, go. If it goes toward the town of Beth Shemesh, this means that it is the God of the Israelites who has sent this terrible disaster on us. But if it, the wagon, doesn't, then we will know that he, God, did not send the plague. It was only a matter of chance." They did what they were told. They took 2 cows and hitched them to the wagon and shut the calves in the barn. The cows started off on the road to Beth Shemesh and headed straight toward it, Beth Shemesh, without turning off the road. They were mooing as they went. 1 Samuel 6, verse 7 to 10 and 12. The Philistines knew that the cows would never leave their young baby calves at home unless God directed them. Those cows went directly away from their baby calves, mooing all the way. The leaders of the Philistines followed the ark to the border of Beth Shemesh. The leaders dared not trust the sacred ark alone with the cows. They feared that something evil might happen to the ark and that greater troubles would happen to the people. The Philistine leaders did not know that angels of God guided the cows to the place where the ark belonged. Boldness punished. The people of Beth Shemesh were cutting grain in the field. They greatly rejoiced when they saw the covered ark of God coming on the wagon. They knew that God had brought the ark back. The cows pulled the wagon to a large stone and stopped. The Levites took the ark off the wagon. They also took out of the wagon the offering the Philistines had sent. Then the Levites offered the wagon, the cows, and the gift from the Philistines as a burnt offering to the Lord. The leaders of the Philistines returned to Ekron and found the plague had stopped. Only a sacredly appointed high priest could look upon the ark without its cover. Anyone else who tried to look at the uncovered ark died. Looking at the ark was as though they were looking at God himself. The people of Beth Shemesh were curious about the ark. They wanted to know what caused the ark to do great things. They believed the ark itself had this power. They did not give God the honor for the power that came from the ark. So the people uncovered the ark to satisfy their curiosity. They looked into the ark's secret places. The idolatrous Philistines had not dared to remove the ark's cover. The angels who cared for the ark killed more than 50,000 of the people of Beth Shemesh. The people of Beth Shemesh became afraid of the ark. They said, "Who can stand before the Lord, this holy God? Where can we send him, the ark, to get him away from us?" They sent messengers to the people of Kirjath-Jearim to say, "The Philistines have returned the Lord's covenant box. Come down and get it, the ark." 1 Samuel 6, verse 20, 21, TEV. The people of Kirjath-Jearim brought the ark of the Lord to the house of Abinadab. They chose Abinadab's son for the sacred work of caring for the ark. For 20 years, the Israelites remained under the power of the Philistines. The Philistines greatly humbled the Israelites. Finally, the Israelites turned away from their sins. Samuel prayed for the Israelites, and God was merciful to them. The Philistines again made war with Israel. This time, the Lord worked a miracle for Israel, and the Israelites overcame their enemies. The Ark of God remained in the house of Abinadab. Later, when David became king, he gathered 30,000 chosen men of Israel to bring the Ark to Jerusalem. The men brought the Ark out of the house of Abinadab and put it, the Ark, on a new wagon. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, drove the wagon while David and the Israelites played different kinds of musical instruments before the Lord. As they came to the threshing place of Nacon, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah reached out and took hold of the covenant box, the Ark. At once, the Lord God became angry with Uzzah and killed him because of his irreverence. Uzzah died there beside the covenant box. 2 Samuel 6, verse 6, 7. Uzzah had become angry with the oxen because they stumbled while pulling the Ark. He put his hand on the Ark of God. In this way, Uzzah showed he did not trust God to take care of the Ark. The angels who went with the Ark struck Uzzah dead because of his lack of patience and reverence for God. Then David was afraid of the Lord and said, "How can I take the covenant box, the Ark, with me now?" So he, David, decided not to take it, then Ark, with him to Jerusalem. Instead, he turned off the road and took it, the Ark, to the house of Obed-Edom, a native of the city of Gath. 2 Samuel 6, verse 9, 10. David knew he was a sinful man. He was afraid he might do something wrong as Uzzah did and show disrespect for God. David did not want God to become angry with him. So the Ark was left in the house of Obed-Edom for 3 months. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all the people in his house. God wanted to teach his people a lesson. The Ark brought terror and death to people who sinned against the commandments that were in the Ark. But the Ark was a blessing and strength to those who obeyed God's commandments. All that Obed-Edom had and did prospered because of the presence of the Ark of God. When King David heard of the blessing Obed-Edom received from having the Ark, he was eager to bring the Ark to his own city. King David humbly made everything right between himself and God. He set himself apart for this holy work. David commanded that all the powerful men in the kingdom should not do any worldly business. Nothing was to keep their minds from sacred things. They were to get ready for the work of bringing the Ark to Jerusalem. So David got the covenant box, the Ark, from Obed's house to take it to Jerusalem with a great celebration. They brought the box and put it in its place in the tent that David had set up for it, the Ark. Then he offered sacrifices and fellowship offerings to the Lord. 2 Samuel 6, verse 12, 17. Solomon's Temple and the Captivity of Israel. Solomon finished building the temple. Then Solomon gathered together the most important men in Israel to bring the Ark of the Covenant out of the city of David. These important men consecrated themselves to God. With great solemnity and reverence, they followed the priests who carried the Ark. The Levites and the priests also moved the tent of the Lord's presence and all its equipment to the temple. King Solomon and all the people of Israel assembled in front of the covenant box, the Ark, and sacrificed a large number of sheep and cattle, too many to count. 1 Kings 8, verse 4, 5. Solomon followed the example of his father David. Every time the people took 6 steps with the Ark, Solomon stopped to sacrifice. With singing, music, and great ceremony, the priests carried the covenant box, the Ark, into the temple and put it in the most holy place, beneath the winged creatures, angels. Their outstretched wings covered the box and the poles it, the Ark, was carried by. 1 Kings 8, verse 4 to 7, Teft. The temple was beautiful. The builders of the temple had followed the pattern shown Moses at Mount Sinai and later shown David by the Lord. The temple on earth was made as the one in heaven. There were two gold angels on top of the ark. Solomon made two larger angels that stood on the floor, one angel at each end of the ark. These angels represented the heavenly angels who always guard the law of God. The beauty and glory of Solomon's temple cannot be described. The sacred ark was carried reverently into the temple and was put under the wings of the gold angels that Solomon stood on the floor. A sacred group of singers sang praises to God. The singers were joined by people playing different kinds of musical instruments. The beautiful music sounded through the temple and was heard through Jerusalem. The cloud of God's glory filled the temple in the same way that a cloud had filled the sanctuary in the desert. As the priests were leaving the temple, it was suddenly filled with a cloud shining with the dazzling light of the Lord's presence, and they could not go back in to perform their duties. 1 Kings 8, verse 10, 11. King Solomon stood upon a brass platform before the altar and blessed the people. Then Solomon knelt down and raised his hands upward. He prayed an earnest and solemn prayer to God. The people bowed with their faces to the ground. After Solomon had ended his prayer, fire came down from heaven and burned up the sacrifice. God told the Israelites that terrible things would happen to them if they did not follow him. Many hundred years after the temple was built, terrible things happened to the Israelites. God promised Solomon that the glorious temple would stand forever if he and his people would remain faithful. The temple would be proof that God was blessing Israel for their obedience. Israel taken captive. The Lord later had to humble and punish the Israelites because they did not obey him. The people were wicked, so the Lord allowed other nations to take the Israelites away and make them slaves. Before Solomon's temple was destroyed, God told a few of his faithful servants what would happen to the temple. God also told them how Israel would be slaves. The people had made an idol of the temple while they were sinning against God. Before the temple was destroyed, a few righteous men removed the sacred ark from the temple. These men secretly placed the ark in a cave. The ark was hidden from the Israelites because of their sins. The ark was never again returned to the Israelites. The sacred ark is still hidden. The ark has never been disturbed since it was hidden.